This is the Sakar Murli of the 14th of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children, continue to follow the Father's elevated directions at every step. Only listen to the One Father, and you will not be attacked by Maya. Question. What is the basis of claiming an elevated status? Answer. In order to claim an elevated status, continue to follow every one of the Father's directions. As soon as you children receive a direction from the Father, accept it without any further thoughts. 2. Engage yourself in this spiritual study. You mustn't remember anyone else. When you die, the world is dead for you. Only then can you receive a high status. Song, having found you, we have found the whole world. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song that is sung on the path of devotion. The Father will explain its meaning to you children. You children now understand that you are also claiming your unlimited inheritance from the Father. No one can take that kingdom away from us. Many have taken the kingdom of Bharat. The Muslims took it, the British took it. In fact, it was Ravan who first took it, because they followed devilish dictates. The image of monkeys in the form of hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil must have some significance. The Father explains, on one side there is the devilish community of Ravan who do not know the Father. On the other side there are you children. Previously you didn't understand this either. The Father also speaks of this one because he too has performed a lot of devotion. This is the last of his many births. This one was at first pure and has now become impure. I know him. You must now no longer listen to anyone else. The Father says, I am speaking to you children. Yes, when you bring your friends and relatives, I do talk to them a little. The first thing is to become pure. For only then will your intellects be able to imbibe anything. The rules here are very strict. Previously, you were told that you had to stay in a butti for 7 days and not remember anyone else at all. You couldn't write a letter to anyone either. No matter where you lived, you had to stay in a butti all day long. Now you study in this butti and then go outside. Some are amazed by this knowledge. They listen to this knowledge and relate it to others. And then Maya comes and they run away. This destination is very high. They don't listen to the Father. He says, you are in the stage of retirement. Why do you become trapped in others for nothing? Engage yourself in this spiritual study. You should not remember anyone else at all. When you die, the world is dead for you. Only then can you claim a high status. Your effort is to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. You have to follow the Father's directions at every step, but this too requires courage. It isn't just a matter of speaking about it. The strings of attachment are no less. You have to destroy all attachment. Mine is one Shiv Baba and none other. I have taken refuge with Baba. I will never give poison. When you come to God, Maya does not leave you alone. She will try to make you fall down a lot. Herbalists say that when you take a particular medicine, all of that illness will emerge at first. You mustn't be afraid of that. It is like that here too. Maya will harass you a great deal and will bring thoughts of vice, even in your stage of retirement. An attachment will then develop. Baba tells you beforehand that all of this will happen. The boxing of Maya will continue for as long as you live. Maya also becomes very strong and will not leave you alone. This too is fixed in the drama. I will not tell Maya not to bring you vicious thoughts. Many write, Baba, have mercy. I do not have mercy for anyone in that way. Here you have to follow Srimat. If I were to have mercy, everyone would become emperors. This is not in the drama. Those of all religions come. Those who have been transferred into other religions will all emerge. The sapling is being planted. This takes great effort. When new ones come, simply tell them to remember the Father. God Shiva speaks. Sri Krishna goes around the cycle of 84 births. There are innumerable opinions and stories. You have to instill this in your intellects very well. You were impure. The Father now tells you how you can become pure. A cycle ago too, he told you, constantly remember me alone. Consider yourselves to be souls. Renounce all the religions of bodies and die alive. Only remember me, the one Father. I have come to grant salvation to everyone. It is only the people of Bharat who become elevated. Then they take 84 births and come down. Tell them, you people of Bharat worship these deities. Who were they? They were the masters of heaven, were they not? Where are they now? Who takes 84 births? In the golden age, there were just these deities. Everyone is now to be destroyed in this great Mahabharat war. Everyone is now impure in Tamo Pradhan. I come and enter this one at the end of his many births. He was a complete devotee. He used to worship Narayan. I enter him and make him into Narayan. Now you too have to make effort. This deity kingdom is being established. A rosary is being created. At the top is the incorporeal flower. Then there is the jewel bead. They are standing directly below Shiv Baba, the world father Brahma and the world mother Saraswati. You are now becoming the masters of the land of Vishnu by making this effort. The people of Bharat say, Bharat belongs to us. You also understand that you are becoming the masters of the world. When we rule the kingdom, there won't be any other religions. You wouldn't say, this is my kingdom. There is no other kingdom there. Here there are many. They say mine and yours. These things don't exist there. Therefore, the Father says, children, renounce everything else and constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. It isn't that someone should especially sit in front of you to conduct meditation and give you drishti. The Father says, remember the Father while walking and moving around. Keep your chant. How long did I stay in remembrance throughout the whole day? For how long did I talk to the Father after waking up in the morning? Did I sit in remembrance of Baba today? Make effort on yourself in this way. You have this knowledge in your intellects. In that case, explain it to others too. It doesn't enter anyone's intellect that lust is the greatest enemy. They stay here for 2 to 4 years, and then when they are slapped with great force by Maya, they fall. Then they write, Baba, I have dirtied my face. Baba responds, those who dirty their faces mustn't come here for 12 months. You made a promise to the father, and yet you then fell into vice. Don't come to me. The destination is very high. The father has come to purify the impure. Many children marry and remain pure. Yes, if a girl is being beaten, a pure marriage is arranged for her in order for her to be saved. In this too, Maya catches hold of some by their nose, and they become defeated. Women too are defeated a great deal. The father says, you are Supnaka, female devil. All of those names refer to this time. Baba does not allow vicious people to sit here. You have to take advice from the father at every step. When you surrender yourself, the father says, now become a trustee and continue to follow Baba's advice. Only when you show your chart to Baba can he advise you. These things have to be understood a great deal. You may offer bhog, but don't eat it. I am the donor. Acha? To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Night class from the 15th of June 1968. When those who have weak hearts revise the past, the weakness of their hearts is also revised. And this is why you children are made to remain firm on the rails of the drama. Only by your having remembrance will there be the maximum benefit for you. It is only by having remembrance that your lifespans will increase. If you children understood the drama, you wouldn't have any other thoughts. At this time in the drama, you are studying and teaching this knowledge. This part will then end. Neither the father's part nor our parts will remain. There will neither be the part of his giving nor the parts of us taking. So both will become one. Our parts will then be in the new world, and Baba's part will be in the land of silence. The real of our parts is recorded. Our parts are of our reward, and Baba's part is of the land of silence. The parts of giving and taking are recorded. This drama is now being completed. We will then go and rule in our kingdom. That part will then change. This knowledge will stop and we will become those. When the part is completed, no difference will remain. There will not be the parts of the father and the children. This one also takes this full knowledge. Nothing remains with that one either. There is nothing remaining with the one who gives, and there is nothing lacking in those who take, and so both become equal. For this, you need an intellect that will churn the ocean of this knowledge. The special effort is for the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father sits here and explains. In relating it, it becomes a big thing, but it is very subtle when in the intellect. Internally, you know what Shiv Baba's form is. In explaining it, it becomes a big form. On the path of devotion, they create huge lingams. A soul itself is tiny. This is a wonder. When would you reach the end? Ultimately, they just say, without an end. Baba has explained that a whole part is recorded in a soul. This is a wonder. You cannot reach the end. You can reach the end of the world cycle. Only you know the Creator and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. Baba is knowledge full. Then, when we also become full, there will be nothing more to attain. The Father enters this one and teaches us. He is just a point. By having a vision of a soul or God, there isn't that happiness. You have to make effort to remember the Father, because only then will your sins be absolved. The Father says, this knowledge in me will end, and it will also end in you. You take this knowledge and become elevated. You take everything. Nevertheless, the Father is the Father. You souls will remain souls. You will not become the Father. This is knowledge. The Father is the Father and the children are the children. It is a question of churning the ocean of this knowledge and going deep within. You also know that everyone has to return home. Everyone is going to return. Only souls will remain. The whole world is to finish. You have to remain fearless in this. You have to make effort to remain fearless. Have no consciousness of your bodies. You have to reach that stage. The Father makes you similar to himself. You children also continue to make others similar to yourselves. You have to make such effort that you only have remembrance of the one Father. You still have time. You have to rehearse this very strongly. If you don't practice this, you will come to a standstill. Your legs will begin to shake and there will be sudden heart failure. It doesn't take long for a tamopradan body to have heart failure. The more you continue to become bodiless and stay in remembrance of the Father, the closer you will continue to come. Only those who have yoga are able to remain fearless. You receive power through yoga and wealth through this knowledge. You children need power, and so in order to receive power, you have to continue to remember the Father. Baba is the eternal surgeon. He can never become a patient. The Father says, you now have to continue to take this imperishable medicine for yourself. I give such a life-giving herb that no one ever falls ill. Simply continue to remember the purifier Father and you will become pure. Deities are always free from disease and pure. You children now have the faith that you claim your inheritance every cycle. The Father has come innumerable times just as he has come now. Whatever Baba teaches and explains is Raja Yoga. The Gita, etc. belong to the path of devotion. The Father now shows you the path of this knowledge. The Father uplifts you by picking you up from the bottom. Those whose intellects have firm faith become beads of the rosary. You children understand that you have come down by performing devotion. The Father has now come and is inspiring you to earn a true income. A worldly father does not enable you to earn such an income like the Parlokic father does. Acha, good night and namaste to you children. Essence Vadarna. 1. Maya will become very strong and come in front of you. Don't be afraid of her. Become a conqueror of Maya. Follow Srimad at every step and have mercy for yourself. 2. Show your true chart to the Father. Live as a trustee. Practice staying in remembrance while walking and moving around. Blessing. May you become a spiritual rose and spread your spiritual fragrance far and wide as a spiritual server. Spiritual roses spread the fragrance of their spirituality far and wide with their spiritual attitude. The Supreme Spirit is constantly merged in their vision. They always look at the Spirit, the soul, and speak to the soul. I am a soul, and I always walk under the canopy of the Supreme Spirit. The Karavanha, the one who makes me do everything of myself, a soul, is the Supreme Spirit. Those who experience the Lord to be present with them at every second are constantly imperishable and constantly in their spiritual fragrance. This is a number one speciality of a spiritual server. Slogan. To be free from obstacles and claim number one in doing service means to be a number one fortunate soul. Avyak signal. In this Avyak month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation and life. In Brahman life, all your bondages of bodies, relationships, and facilities have finished, have they not? There are now no bondages. Bondages influence you, whereas relationships give you loving cooperation. So you don't have any bondage of your physical relatives, but you just have spiritual relationships. Such Brahmins means those who are liberated in life. Om Shanti.